with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor. We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. War in the Middle East, war in Europe. War in Europe involves missiles routinely and drones all over the battlefield and drones that are also attack vehicles. Now war in the Middle East. There are reports of drones being used against Israeli armor, Israeli watchtowers. There are reports of missiles hitting in Tel Aviv and very close to where they're aimed or randomly. I can't tell. So Rick is here of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, Rick Fisher, to help us understand what we see so far through the fog of war of the weapons that Hamas is using. Rick, a very good evening to you. Any change in the weather about the missiles? Certainly the drones seem to have been effective in the early stages. Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. Hamas's employment of drones and the coordination of rocket, small unit strikes with the drones is the modern asymmetric warfare handbook, a handbook that is well known in Iran, as it is well known in Ukraine, in the Central Asian conflicts. Hamas is the cat's paw of Iran. Iran is known to have supplied the vast percentage of the components and even the weapons used by Hamas. Drones that have been used by Hamas bear a resemblance to drones made by Iran. And over all of this, John, is China. China, which is the great strategic financial enabler of Iran, the great strategic supplier of all forms of advanced military technology to Iran, which Iran then assembles largely in unique shapes and sends to all of its cat paws, the Houthis in Yemen, Hezbollah to the north, and Hamas to the south of Israel.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
So, Rick, what we're seeing, as I take it, is essentially Chinese technology, or at least Chinese components that are going to end up, and we're going to see them on the battlefield, correct?
Gordon, yes. In my analysis, Chinese technology indirectly and directly will pervade the proxy warfare that Iran will increasingly unleash. Well, it is built up massively with Hezbollah and has helped to build up massively with Hamas. Yes. Behind all of this is China's enabling of Iran and then Iran's enabling of its proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah.
Iran is now a provider for Russia of those drones. We're told this on the battlefield. We see at this point in the reporting out of London no evidence of Russia participating in this conflict. Do you have any way to link Moscow with this? I'm talking about the hardware, not intelligence gathering.
John, the hardware would be difficult to link at this point. We should expect that Russia and China will become increasingly public suppliers of weapons to Iran in the not-too-distant future when the official arms embargoes against Iran are lifted. There are plenty of reports that Iran is lining up weapons deals, major weapons deals, big platforms, Sukhoi 35s, perhaps J-10 fighters from China. And that is about to take off and will continue. And we can expect that, yes, there will be a back and forth. Russia definitely appreciates Iran's Shahed 136 Delta Wing drone. And there are reports that China will soon start producing this drone by the tens of thousands. And this will further assist Iran in its arming of Hezbollah and Hamas. The fewer drones it can send to Russia, the more drones it can send to its proxies attacking Israel.
The headline that informs Rick's mention of Iran is Iran helped plot attack on Israel over several weeks. That's the Wall Street Journal. Gordon, we have time for another question.
Rick, from what you're saying is that we are seeing the defense or the armaments industries of Russia, Iran, China, maybe others starting to cooperate on a much closer basis. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yes, we already see this China, Iran, and Iran deploying a vast array of weapons to the Houthis in Yemen, ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, rockets, drones. Iran has armed the Houthis with a fantastic arsenal that it has been using in its war against Saudi Arabia. Iran can export the same arsenal to Hamas, the same arsenal, and it largely has exported the same arsenal to Hezbollah, but it can send this same arsenal to Hamas as well. This is horrific, Gordon, just plain horrific.
Rick, final question, 30 seconds. The U.S. Navy is said to deploy into the Eastern Mediterranean. Right now, there's no indication that it'll be used in military fashion. Israel's well-supplied initially. However, a non-combatant evacuation operation always on the mind in case of the war spreading. Is there any indication right now that a NEO's being planned?
It's certainly assuring that the U.S. Navy is on the beat, is there to deter, because it is, as Iran's intimate role in this war becomes increasingly known, the temptation and justified move by Israel to retaliate against Iran becomes greater. And a retaliation will prompt an Iranian retaliation. And the United States needs to be there to deter.
Rick Fisher, Gordon Chang, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.